You're listening to SBS News.
Imagine living in Australia for years, but not being able to call it home. For Zaki Haidari, this has been his reality for 10 years, because he holds a temporary visa.
We didn't have a choice to fly in from Afghanistan to Australia. We came here on a boat because as an Afghan citizen, we couldn't get a visa to fly into Australia. And that's why we have been punishing, because the way we arrived on this country.
In Australia, there are around 5,000 refugees from Afghanistan who hold a temporary visa, either a 3-year temporary protection visa or a 5-year safe haven enterprise visa. Neither visa class has any entitlement to family reunification. Zaki says their situation is dire.
There hasn't been any strong action that would have been taken by the Australian government. They haven't taken any strong action towards refugees in the crisis that's happening in Afghanistan, let alone that there's about 5,000 refugees living currently in Australia. No acknowledgement that we will have a future here in Australia, but we can also not go back to Afghanistan because it is in a dire situation.
Zaki's mother and sister remain in Afghanistan under Taliban rule. 7 months after submitting a visa application for his family, he hadn't even had acknowledgement from the immigration department that his application had been received. So in February, Zaki went to Canberra to join others calling on the government to provide permanent protection to those living in Australia and allow them to bring their families to safety. Fahim Ahmadi is a former Australian Defence Force interpreter.
The government should take action and help us, because we helped Australian military back in Afghanistan. Now it's turn for the Australian government to help us. I just want my siblings to be with me here. I want them to live a very good life here.
Australia has committed to take in 10,000 refugees from Afghanistan over the next 4 years within the humanitarian program and another 5,000 places in the family visa program. In a Senate estimates hearing on February 14th, it was revealed around 1,000 visas had been issued to Afghans as part of the response. Overall, the government cut its annual refugee and humanitarian program in 2020 by 5,000 places to the current cap of 13,750 places, Australia's lowest humanitarian intake in 48 years. Human rights lawyer and Afghan refugee Arif Hussain says it's disappointing to see the difference in Australia's responses to Afghan and Ukrainian refugees.
The Scott Morrison government, including Alex Hawke, have taken really swift action and quick action to respond to the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine and the crisis in Ukraine. That is really welcomed. But we need to have a consistent approach to crisis overseas, and we need to not have selective compassion to things going on overseas, especially to the crisis that we were involved in, such as the one in Afghanistan.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been quite explicit about that difference.
We have put to the top of the pile all Ukrainian applications for visas to come to Australia. It's some 430 outstanding visa applications, and the Immigration Minister is addressing those as a matter of priority.
Just last week, Mr. Morrison was asked about an additional refugee intake for Ukrainians, and he claimed there would be, if it was needed, just as it was for Afghanistan. But this additional intake from Afghanistan never happened.
And what it tells us is the reason Ukraine people are being treated differently from Afghan people is simply that they're predominantly white, European, Christian. How do you explain that to thousands upon thousands of refugees that are stranded in limbo in a community, that there's plenty of room, but there's none for you at the inn because you're not white or Christian?
That's Con Karapanyagiotidis, founder and CEO of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. He says although Ukrainian refugees are obtaining visas, they are mostly tourist and temporary visas, excluding them from work, study and Medicare. Anna Fogel is an advocate for the Australian-Ukrainian community. She has started a petition requesting special humanitarian visas for Ukrainians.
They are allocating visas very quickly. And I heard from people that they submit minimum documentation required and these visas are issued. But we are talking about tourist visas. We would like to have special conditions for Ukrainians, allowing them to work, study, and have access to Medicare.
No matter where a humanitarian crisis may be occurring, Zaki says Australia should treat everyone as human beings.
I hope that this war should prove to countries more that refugees could be anyone. They could be from anywhere. Refugee is a refugee. They need help.
The sentiment is echoed by Con Karapanagiotidis.
So I would love to see compassion and values and a government saying, yeah, we've got plenty of room. We're not going to discriminate and we're going to give people what we signed up to 60 years ago, permanent protection, family reunion and dignity while they seek asylum in this country.